Well, if we haven't met before, my name's Bevan, and it's my privilege to be able to share with you at our Christmas celebration service for this year. Who loves Christmas? Who loves Christmas? And, you know, what's the best part of Christmas for you? You know, maybe it's the company that we gather with family, that we gather with friends. Maybe it's the time off work. Maybe it's the festivities. Maybe it's the food. Calories don't count at Christmas. For some reason, even though it's the middle of summer, we still insist on having roast turkey. We slave all day over the barbecue in the middle of summer. But one of the greatest traditions around Christmas time is the giving and receiving of gifts. Who loves giving gifts? Who loves receiving gifts? Yeah, they're both good. But, you know, as I was preparing, I was reminded of a gift I was given when I was young. And I was probably, you know, 10 years old, and I got given an remote control monster truck. And, you know, it couldn't have been better. Like, there's no better gift to get a young boy. Now, I had a friend come over to check out my new monster truck. And he had a brilliant, brilliant idea. Because it's a monster truck. He was like, why don't you drive it off the barbecue? Because what better thing to do with a monster truck than drive it off the barbecue? So I did that, and the monster truck was no longer. Yes, that's quite a sad story. But, you know, the older we get, I think the more specific our gift requests become. You know, it's not, for Christmas, I'd really like a drill. It's like, I'd really like a drill, and it has to be Milwaukee, because otherwise I'm going to have to buy more batteries. You know, I remember for my mum, on her Christmas list every year, there was only like two or three things on it, and it was always tea towels. Does anyone put tea towels on their Christmas list? I'd say it's an illness. Because we didn't want to buy her tea towels. Because it's a terrible gift. It's a terrible gift. It was like, Mum, if you want tea towels, go buy tea towels. But at Christmas time, we love to give and we love to receive. We receive gifts. You know, I think Christmas can mean so many things to different people. But there's a deep meaning around Christmas time that is true for all of us. That it reminds us that God is the greatest gift giver of them all. That 2,000 years ago, there was a gift given to us. But even today, it is of eternal value and of eternal importance. So in Luke, in the Bible, in Luke chapter 2, from verse 10, it says, "But the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord.'" You know, this is a moment that we read about here that would change history forever. You know, the world was in so desperate need of a Savior. And on this day, recorded here in Luke, the world received a Savior. You know, it was good news for the people then. But it's good news for us today as well. This is good news for us. And today I'm here to tell you that Jesus is God's greatest gift to us, who was given freely, and who can be received by us by faith, available to us in our everyday life, and to be shared with others. So a gift is given. You know, you might have seen some lovely vinyl cut on the windows on the way in, a scripture. And it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." You know, for to us a child is born, a son is given. You know, Jesus, the Savior of the world, was given as a gift to all mankind. You know, it says he's Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You know, this gift, it carries the very power of God, who created all things. But at the same time, he's inherently personal. in bringing wisdom, in bringing peace to our lives, in offering relationship with us. But the beauty of this gift of Jesus, when Jesus was born, it was only fully understood when Jesus paid the ultimate price for all of humanity and he died on the cross. You know, the depth of the gift of Jesus for us was not in Jesus being born, but the purpose for which he was born. Now, the Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. You know, Jesus came to earth to save us. Jesus came to earth to be our Savior. You know, knowing full well that we would do wrong. You know, knowing that we weren't perfect, he chose to give his life for us anyway. You know, would you go to extreme lengths to care for someone you know would hurt you? You know, probably not. It's probably not worth taking a calculated risk. But God, it didn't matter to him. He didn't wait for our response to save us. He saved us despite our sin, despite our wrongdoing. You know, he saved us despite our sin, but he also saves us from the power and the consequence of our sin. Now, Romans chapter 6, verse 23 says, for the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Now, the truth today is that none of us are perfect. We've all done wrong things before. And the wrong things that we've done, they separate us from God. They separate us from his perfect plan for our lives. You know, what we really deserve is punishment. But God gave Jesus instead. And Jesus lived a sinless and perfect life, and he received our punishment. You know, the punishment that we deserve. Jesus took it all from us, and he died on a cross for us. But on the third day, he rose victorious, and he defeated sin, he defeated shame, and he made a way for us to be forgiven. You know, what an incredible gift. What an incredible gift for us that we can be forgiven because of what Jesus did for us. You know, at Christmas, this is what we celebrate. We celebrate that a gift was given for us, that God gave Jesus as a gift. And through that, we receive his grace, we receive his forgiveness, and we receive eternal life. So a gift is given, and then the next step is that a gift is received. Now, who knows that some gifts come with a side of terms and conditions? Now, for those who are married, maybe it's a little bit of quid pro quo. You know, I'll buy you a gift, you buy me a gift. They have to equal a similar value. So gifts can come with a side of terms and conditions. But the gift that God gave to us was given freely, not one that is earned, not one that needs to be bargained for, but one that was given freely. You know, I might suggest that a gift that needs to be earned maybe ceases to be a gift at all. But Jesus was given to us as a gift. Now, John 3:16 says, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Now, this scripture says that everyone who believes in God can receive the gift of eternal life in Jesus, can receive God's forgiveness through Jesus. Now, is there anyone here who's a reluctant gift receiver, who doesn't like receiving gifts? You know, maybe you don't immediately identify yourself with that, but maybe you've said before, oh, you shouldn't have. You know, someone bakes you a cake and you're like, oh, you shouldn't have. You know, we can be reluctant to receive a gift because we feel like we're undeserving of it. You know, you baked me a cake, but what did I do to deserve that nice cake that you baked for me. But the best gifts are the ones that we don't deserve. The best gifts are the ones that are given to us freely, not as a result of our performance, not as a result of our earning, but a true gift. And you know, the beauty of the gift of Jesus to us is that we are undeserving. You know, we can think of ourselves as not good enough to have relationship with God, that we're not good enough for God to forgive us. But the truth is that we all fall short. You know, we can think, oh, you shouldn't have, but God did it for you anyway. Because of his great love for you, his great care for you, God forgives you. You know, the act of receiving a gift, it's an active choice. You know, today we can choose to receive God's gift to us. You know, God sent Jesus for us, as we read about. But we have a part to play in the process, to receive. Because in the exchange of a gift, there's a gift giver and there's a gift receiver. And if you think about your Christmas gifts sitting under the Christmas tree, you know, they're not doing a great deal for you right now, are they? But come Christmas morning, or maybe Christmas Eve if you're that way inclined, that we receive our gifts, then they become ours. So how do we receive God's gift for us? How do we receive Jesus and forgiveness? We're receiving God's gift in faith. It's not a payment. It's not a way of earning. It's simply the act of reaching out and opening what God has already made available to us. Now, it's not earning. It's not striving. But we receive this gift by choosing to put our trust in God, by choosing to believe in him, to put our faith in him, and to follow his ways and plans for us. And in doing that, we are forgiven. In doing that, God sees us as perfect. God sees us redeemed by the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. So God gave us a gift. We can receive it, and it's for us today. Because after you receive a gift, a gift is unwrapped. You know, the gift of Jesus, it changes our eternity. We stand forgiven and we wait in hope for the day that we join God in heaven. But this gift, it also equips and guides us in our life here on earth. You know, the gift of God brings us a joy that can't be contained. It brings us a peace that cannot be understood. And it gives us a hope that can never fail. You know, through the gift that God gave us, we receive peace. You know, in Psalm 23, verse 4, it says, "Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me." Now, maybe it's news for you today that wasn't written by Coolio. It's actually from the Bible. It's actually from the Bible. And it's a gift for all of us that regardless of what happens in our lives, that through the highs, that through the lows, that God is always with us, that his peace is always with us, that his presence never leaves us. You know, John 14, 27 says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid." You know, the truth is that life can be difficult. There are ups and downs. And the gift of God, it doesn't prevent the challenges that life throws at us. But it does give us something to cling on to in the process. You know, when I think about my life, in the most difficult times that I faced, you know, the moments certainly weren't easy. The moments certainly were difficult, but through my faith in God, I received a peace in the middle of it, a peace that I couldn't understand, you know, a peace that the world couldn't give me. You know, Christmas itself can be a difficult time for many. You know, it can be a moment of grief. It can be a moment of disappointment. But it's a time that we can remember the peace that God offers to us, that we can share these feelings with him and ask him for his peace. Now, we're in a world that's looking everywhere for peace. You know, it's a fast-paced world, and there are lots of ideas out there about finding the answer to it. But the peace of God is a peace that cannot be found anywhere else. It goes beyond our understanding, and it's found when we open our hearts to him and allow him to give it to us. So we receive peace, and we also receive joy. John chapter 15, verse 11 says, I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. You know, when it says my joy, the joy of the Lord, it's not talking about happiness. You know, it's not talking about the absence of pain, but it's talking about the joy of the Lord that can only be found in his presence. Because the joy of the Lord, it's not pretending that everything is fine, even when it isn't, but it's knowing that someone is with you, that God loves you, that God has saved you despite the circumstance that we find ourselves in. Now, Psalm 16, verse 11 says, you will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. You know, despite the circumstances, despite what life throws, we can have joy in the understanding that God is always with us, that he will never leave us, that he will never forsake us. I'm going to invite the team to join me here. So we receive peace, we receive joy, and we receive hope. You know, hope. When we talk about hope here, we're not saying, I hope you have a great day. Because it's not just wishful thinking. You know, hope in God is not just wishful thinking, but it's a great confidence that we can have in knowing who God is. A confidence in knowing what he has promised us. You know, we can have a hope in God, not that our lives will get better, but that we have a safety in who God is, that he is faithful, even if things don't change. You know, we can have a confidence in our eternal life with God, a confidence that God is alive and working in us and in our families today. We can have a hope that our story isn't finished yet, a confidence that the God who created the universe cares deeply for us and is interested in our lives. You know, I can have a hope that regardless of what my week looks like, regardless of what circumstances arise, regardless of where I find myself, that God created me for purpose and he has great plans for my life. You know, I can have hope in my relationship with God. So a question for us today is, how do we respond to this? Because this gift that we've been talking about is for all people. It was given. We can choose to receive it, and we can live a life with God. You know, to receive it, it starts with making a decision. Making a decision to receive. Because God has freely given forgiveness for us. And we can have relationship with him. We can have forgiveness from our sins. We can have eternal life, and we can walk in his peace. We can walk in his joy, and we can walk in his hope for our lives. Because God isn't a distant God. And he desires to know each of us personally. God desires to know you personally. And for us to know him is for us to declare our faith in him, to acknowledge our need for him, and to accept him as the Savior of our sins. Now, Romans chapter 10, verse 9 says, if you declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. So if we can close our eyes for just a moment, because there's an opportunity for us to respond today. Now, this is an invitation that God extends to each of us. that we could be forgiven, that we could be redeemed, that we could have eternal life through the sacrifice that Jesus made. You know, and it starts with us making a decision to accept that, to accept Jesus as our Savior, to admit that we have done wrong and ask for forgiveness and choose to walk each day with God by our side. So I want to give you the opportunity now that if that's something you need today, you know, if you need God, if you need Jesus as your Savior, in a moment we're going to pray a prayer all together. But before we do that, if that's you and you need to pray this prayer today, can I ask you to just put your hand up really quick? Or nobody's looking around to say, I need Jesus. I need a Savior. Because God loves each of us so much. He loves each of us so much. All right, let's pray all together. Dear God, thank you for sending your Son Jesus to make a way for me to be in relationship with you. I declare with my mouth that Jesus is Lord, and I believe in my heart that you raised him from the dead. I choose today to follow you. Amen. Amen. We pray that that message was a blessing to you. If you made a decision to follow Jesus, first of all, congratulations. We think that that is incredible. And secondly, if you go to gc.org.au/first steps, our team has put together some resources, as well as there's some information there for how you can get in contact with one of our pastors, because we'd love to encourage you and connect you into the life of the church.